我也想鼓励弟兄姐妹来参加今年度的夏令会。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters to come for the retreat this year.
参加夏令会有三个好处。
There are three good things can happen.
第一个是属灵的充电。
So you can get charged spiritually.
我们常常在行走这个天路的时候觉得疲倦，觉得软弱。
We often feel weak and tired in our spiritual journey.
我们就像电池一样。
Just like a battery.
我们需要充电。
We need to be recharged.
那么礼拜天来听讲道，充电半个小时，一个小时。
When you come on a Sunday for the service, you may be recharged for a half an hour to an hour.
那么夏令会有好几天，几十个小时的充电。
So during the retreat, you can have many days and many, many hours.
对，这是个非常难得的机会。
This is a very good opportunity.
第二个好处。
The second benefit.
就是跟弟兄姐妹之间的团契。
You can have fellowship among brothers and sisters.
我们在一起住了三个晚上，四天的时间。
We shall spend three nights and four days together.
我们彼此间的认识加深了很多。
So we can get to know each other better.
我们不太容易有这样的机会。
It's very hard to have such a good opportunity.
第三个好处。
The third benefit.
让你的小孩子从小就看到说父母亲对这个聚会的看重。
So you can show your children from very young age how parents pay attention to those meetings.
他们已经养成了一种期望。
So they can also expect this.
他们已经变成他们的习惯。
Become their habit.
那么他们一辈子都忘不了得到好处。
So they will not forget those benefits.
你不要因为某一个人不来，你也不来。
Don't not come just because so and so is not coming.
你要不要因为某一个人去年来，今年不来，所以你也不来。
Don't feel if somebody came last year but didn't come this year, so you decide not to.
你也不要因为汽油贵不来。
So you don't.Not come because the gas price.
哇，去年一加仑两块钱，现在四块钱，我不去了。
So last year only $2 a gallon, now it's $4, so you don't want to come.
并且在过去几十年当中，我注意到一件事情。
In the past years, I have noticed one thing.
常常某一个聚会讲员讲的信息。
Oftentimes in the meeting, when the message from the speaker.
正是某一个弟兄姐妹他那时候最需要。
Is what.They really needed at that time.
可惜那个人没有在。
But unfortunately, that person
他没有来参加。
Did not come.
失去了那个福气。
And lost the blessing.
所以我鼓励大家说，你这个克服一切的困难来参加。
So I encourage you overcome all the difficulties and come.
自己来参加。
Come by yourself.
也问问别人说你去不去。
And also ask other people, are you coming?
如果你知道他不去，要牧师邀请他，我会很愿意。
If you know he's not coming, you can ask the pastor. The pastor will be willing to talk to them.
我很盼望弟兄姐妹不要失去这个机会。
I really wish you would not lose this opportunity.
如果我们当中真是有财那个金钱上的困难
，If there's any financial difficulties,
你告诉我们，我们很乐意帮助你。
Just tell the church is willing to help.
那我们大家一起在那边有个聚会。
So we can have a gathering there.
今天我们的题目是你们心里不要忧愁。
Today's topic is let not your heart be troubled.
耶稣讲这句话不是说你们心里不要开始忧愁。
Jesus didn't say that don't start to be troubled in your heart.
耶稣乃是说你们要停止忧愁。
But Jesus said you should stop being troubled.
因为门徒已经忧愁。
Because they already started trouble.
为什么门徒们忧愁？
Why are they troubled?
首先耶稣告诉他们说我要上十字架要被杀。
First, Jesus told them, I'm going to go on the cross and be crucified.
那我的老师被杀我们怎么办呢？
So the teachers are going to be killed, what can we do?
之后在约翰十三章里面。
In John 13.
耶稣明明地告诉他们你们十二个人当中有一个人要出卖我。
Jesus also said that among your 12, one's going to betray me.
这对门徒的打击很大。
So this is a big strike on them.
如果我们这些跟耶稣那么亲近的人都会出卖他。
If we so close and intimate with Jesus may betray him.
那以后还有谁值得我的信任呢？
Then who else can I trust in the future?
那别人知道这件事情对我们的其他的十一个人会有什么样的眼光呢？
So if other people...Found out how did they look at us, the other 11.
最后
last.
当彼得告诉耶稣说我要为你舍命，
When Peter told Jesus I'm going to die for you，
耶稣却回答他说，
But Jesus answered，
鸡叫以前你要三次不认我。
So he says you're going to deny me three times because that before the cross。
那门徒心里面就想了，
Now you think disciples may start thinking.
如果我们那位老大最勇敢最有胆量的彼得，
If the biggest, the strongest, the most courageous Peter
都会失败，
may fail，
那我们其他人还有什么希望呢？
So what do we have any hope?
难怪门徒们会忧愁。
That's why they're troubled.
忧愁这个希腊字有主要两个意思。
There are two main meanings in this Greek word.
一个就是使他震动，使他颤抖。
So it's kind of shock or trembled.
第二个意思呢
？The second
就是跟他搅动
，to stir him,
stirred up,
stirred up.
所以这个字的意思是说，这些门徒们有精神上、属灵上的很强烈的搅动。
So it means there will be great stirred up among their spiritual.Life and in their physical life too.
因为耶稣讲的话，
because Jesus says,
将要发生的事情，
what's going to happen?
让他们极度的不安，
made them very uneasy.
让他们极度的着急啊，
they're very worried.
然后难过跟苦恼，
and they feel sad and troubled.
今天有没有什么事情让我们忧愁？
Anything will trouble us today?
我们有时候不去谈它。
Sometimes we don't talk about it.
有时候我们不去想它。
Sometimes we don't think about it.
但仍然有事情让我们忧愁。
But there are still things that would trouble us.
哪些事情让我们忧愁？
What things that would trouble us?
一个是失望。
When we were disappointed.
我们有许多失望的事情。
Many things that disappoint us.
有时候我们对自己失望。
Sometimes we're disappointed with ourselves.
我们没有达成我们想要的那个人。
We didn't reach what we wanted.
我们说我们要坚强，
we say we want to be courage,
我们却软弱，
but we're weak.
我说我们要成功，
we say we want to succeed,
我们却失败了好多次，
but we fail.
我们说我要被人喜欢，
we say we like to be liked by others.
到时发现人家对我们最多只是保持距离，
but we realize they just keep distance from us.
我们对自己失望，
we are disappointed in ourselves.
我们是对别人失望，
we are also disappointed in others.
对我的丈夫失望，
disappointed my husband，
对我的太太失望，
disappointed my wife，
跟我当初认识他差了几千里啊，
it's so different from what I used to know，
对我们的儿女们失望，
we're disappointed in our children，
对我们的父母亲失望，
we're disappointed in our parents，
对我们的同事失望，
we're disappointed with our colleagues，
对我们的邻居失望，
our neighbors were disappointed，
对我们的朋友失望，
also with our friends，
也对我们的同学失望，
and also with our fellow students，
失望带给我们忧愁苦恼，
so disappointment comes with the trouble and difficulties，
但是另外要让我们忧愁的是环境，
another thing that troubles us is our environment，
我们想要控制它却没有办法，
we want to control but we can't，
当我们亲人去世的时候，
when the loved ones die，
我们没有办法控制。
We cannot control.
当我们失去工作的时候，
so we lose our job，
我们似乎无能为力。
There's nothing we can do.
没有办法扭转那个结局啊。
We cannot change that.
当我们失去健康的时候，
when we lose our health，
当我们情况每况愈下的时候，
when we're getting worse every day，
我们觉得孤单，
we feel lonely，
觉得被人家忘记，
we were feeling forgotten，
当我们对我们自己的将来，
When we look at our future,
或者我们儿女的将来，
our children's future,
或者我们老年父母亲的将来，
or the future of our elder parents,
我们不知道会怎么样，
we don't know what's going to happen,
我们担心我们情绪不稳定，
we worry and we're uneasy emotionally.
耶稣要我们在这些情况之下，
Jesus wants us under such circumstances,
不要忧愁，
do not be troubled.
像他当年告诉这些门徒们一样，
Just like he told those disciples.
为什么耶稣要我们不要心里忧愁？
Why Jesus wants us not to be troubled in the
heart? 因为在这段经文里面，他给我们四个理由。
Because of four reasons he gave us in this passage.
我们一起来看。
Let's look at it.
第一个理由。
The first reason.
他是神。
He is God.
这是第一节的后半边。
That's the second half of first verse.
你们信神也当信我。
Trust in God and trust also in me.
请记住，这十一个门徒是信神的。
Don't forget, this 11 disciples trust in God.
他们是犹太人。
They are Jewish.
虽然他们从来没有看见过神。
Even though they have never seen God.
就是他们最尊敬的先祖之一摩西。
Even though one of their ancestors, Moses,
也没有看见过神。
Never really saw God.
因为神爱摩西
Because God loved Moses.
神告诉摩西说没有人看见我看见我一定要死了
God told Moses no one shall see me because they may not live
耶稣要门徒们对他像对神一样的信心
So Jesus told them you have trust in God you should have trust in me
虽然耶稣快不在了
Even though he's going to be leaving.
虽然暂时要离开他们
Although he was leaving them.
虽然门徒们看不见耶稣
Even they could not see Jesus.
他们仍然能够像看不见神一样的相信耶稣
So they can trust Jesus like they trust God whom they never saw.
这里用相信这是个现在式的动词
So this word trust is a present participle.
换句话说不是一次的相信
It's not just trust once
不是曾经相信过
It's not you used to trust
乃是继续的
It's
不停的相信
And ceaseless trust
换句话说
In other words
不只是一个人得救时候相信耶稣
Not only when you trust Jesus when you're being saved
而是在生活上继续的不停的相信耶稣
It also means to continue to trust Jesus in your life
相信耶稣是神
Trust Jesus is God.
耶稣好像是在对门徒说
So it seems that Jesus is telling the disciples.
我知道你们相信神
I know you trust in God.
你们也要这样的相信我
You have also trust me.
特别是在今天这个环境之下
Especially today in today's circumstance.
你们要相信一件事情呢
You need to believe in one thing.
我知道我在做什么
I know what I'm doing.
我离开你们你看不见我是有目的的
I'm leaving you, you will not be able to see me, but there's a purpose.
当这个目的完成以后
When I finish that purpose,
我们就会再见面
We shall meet again.
我们不要忧愁的第一个原因呢
The first reason we should not be troubled.
我们相信耶稣是神
We believe Jesus is God.
这给我们每一个理由可以相信他
To give us the reason to believe in him.
今天我们比当初那是一个门徒是站在一个更有利的地位
Today we're in a better place than those 11 disciples
当初这是一个门徒是站在十字架发生那个事件之前
In those days it happened they were before Jesus was crucified
今天我们是在这个事件发生之后
Today we are in a time after that
我们也知道耶稣已经复活了。
We know that Jesus is already risen.
耶稣知道他在做什么吗
？Does Jesus know what he is doing?
当然知道。
Of course he knows.
他靠得住吗
？Is he dependable?
当然他靠得住。
Of course he's dependable.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
神一个属性就是永不改变。
One of the attributes of God is never changing.
不管你我的环境是怎么样。
It doesn't matter our circumstances.
什么样的事情让我们碰到苦难？
Whatever the troubles we run into,
我们可以相信一件事情
we can believe in one thing.
耶稣是神
Jesus is God.
他在这件事情他有他的目的
In this thing he has his own purpose.
这件事情最终的目的是要让你我得到好处
So the final purpose of this is you and I can be benefited.
你我不要忧愁的第一个原因耶稣是神
The reason for us not to be troubled because Jesus is God.
你我不要忧愁的第二个原因
The second reason should not be troubled
天堂是我们的家
Heaven is our home
这是在第二节这边
That's in verse 2
耶稣说在我父的家里
In my father's home
这是天堂的一个名字
This is not a word for heaven
圣经里面天堂有好几个名字
In the Bible there are many names for heaven
也就是说是家乡 countryS
ometimes it says it means country
形容说这个天堂是很大的
it describes that heaven is really huge
有时候说天堂是个城市
sometimes they say that heaven is a city
表示很多人住在里面
it means many people live in it
有时候说天堂是个王国
sometimes they say heaven is a kingdom
因为神是这个王国的王
because God is the king of the kingdom
有时候天堂是个乐园
sometimes they say the Heaven is a paradise.
形容不出来它的那么美丽好处、啊。
So you cannot describe how beautiful it is.
形容说坐在那里面呢是多么样的舒服啊。
Just describe how comfortable it is to live there.
但我最喜欢的一个定义还是天堂是个家。
But the best definition for me, heaven is home.
根据耶稣，天堂是个实在的地方。
According to Jesus, the heaven is a real place.
不是人想象出来的。
It's not just we imagine.
也是不是某些人说希望有的地方。
It's not what we hope to have.
天堂是个真实的地方。
So it's a true place. Heaven is a true place.
是神的儿女们的家。
It's the home of God's children.
家带给你什么样的感觉？
What does home mean to you?
好几年前在伦敦。
Several years ago in London.
一间最大的报纸。
There was the one of the best newspapers.
他们想给家下个定义。
They were trying to give a definition for home.
他们鼓励读者投书。
They asked the readers to submit.
许多人写了。
Many people wrote definitions.
赢的那一位的定义。
The one that won the prize.
写在你们节目单上面。
It's printed on your program.
他这么说。
He said this.
家是你得到最好的款待。以及抱怨最多的地方。
Home is a place where you are treated the best and complain the most.
我想想，的确是这样啊。
That is true.
我们最好的款待，我们抱怨最多。
When we're treated the best, we complain the most.
过去一个出名的诗人叫做 Robert Frost.
So Robert Frost was the.
他给家这么下定义。
He defined home.
家是一个地方。
Home is the place.
当你到达那里时
，When you arrive there，
他们一定要收容你。
They have to take you in.
没有办法说不让你进来。
They cannot refuse you, won't let you go in.
因为这是你的家。
Because this is your home.
耶稣说天堂是个家。
Jesus says heaven is home.
他不但这么说，他还说有许多的住处。
He definitely said this. He said there are many rooms there.
这个住处，这个希腊文叫 mone 啊。那么我们英文的三个翻译本，只要翻译本，把它翻成不同的字眼。
The Greek word used in this place, the three different Chinese translations.
English
translation.
这个 New King James 把它翻成 mansion 华夏。
So.You use the King James version is called the mansion.
New American Standard 把它翻成住处。
So New American Standard is translated as a dwelling place.
那么新国际版本翻成房间。
So NIV used the word room.
过去有人根据华夏这个翻译。
Some others used the word mansion.
说在天上住的地方有好几级的。
So there are many different types of places in heaven.
从五星到零星。
From five star to no star.
那么到时候在这个在地上很忠心的信徒啊。
So the most faithful disciples.
到天上就住那五星的华夏。
So if we go to heaven, they live in the five star mansion.
那些不太爱主的信徒呢？
But those disciples who do not love Christ much.
一到天上就住个小茅屋啊。
So they live in a little hut.
Little cottage, 或者住一个很简单的木房兜起来的木房子。
Or just a simple home.
这种讲法不是正确的。
This is not accurate.
因为神所准备的。
Because what God provided.
都是好的。
It's always good.
总是超过你我所想象。
It's much better than what you and I can imagine.
耶稣在这边不是要讲华夏跟小茅屋的对比。
Here, Jesus is not saying that.Contrast between the cottage and the mansion.
就是这是重点，是有许多的住处。
Here to emphasize, there are many rooms.
每一个神的儿女都有的。
All the children of God will have.
没有一个人没有房间的。
Nobody will not have a room.
没有一个人会被遗失掉。
None will be deserted.
因为当时犹太人习俗是这样。
According to those days, they're a custom of the Jewish.
它跟我们今天的习惯很不一样。
It's different from our today.
当一个犹太的男孩子要娶妻了。
When a Jewish boy is going to get married.
这个男孩子的爸爸。
So the father of the groom.
就在自己住的地方。
Use his own place.
补添一间房间
to add another room to it.
然后欢迎他的儿子跟他新的妻子住在那里面
to welcome his son and the bride to live there.
犹太人父亲很喜欢跟他儿女们继续住下
because the Jewish father liked to live with their children.
耶稣用这个话提醒 你和我
so Jesus used this word to remind you and me.
天堂的这个家是个很特别的地方
So the heavenly home is a special place.
因为神要与我们同住。
Because God will dwell with us.
老约翰在启示录里面就看到这个真理。
So we know that John saw that in Revelation.
我们看启示录二十一章。
Let's go to Revelation 21.
二十一章。我们一起来念第三节。
We shall read the verse 3 together.
启示录二十一章第三节。
Verse 3, chapter 21 of Revelation.
我们找到一起来念。
Let's read.
一起来。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要亲自与我们在这个家里面同在。
God will be with us in this home.
这个家好不好
？Is this a good home?
这是个很美的家。
It's a beautiful home.
当老约翰想到这个家的时候，他不晓得再怎么形容他的好。
So when John thought about it, he doesn't know how to describe how good it is.
所以他只能用第四节来形容。
So he used verse 4. To describe.
我们一起念第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲号、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去。天堂呢，是一个好的地方。
Heaven is a good place.
是个不再有的地方。
It's not occupied.
不再有什么。
Not what they're going to have.
不再有死亡。
There's no more death.
不再有悲哀。
There's no more sadness.
不再有哭号。
There's no more crying.
不再有疼痛。
There's no more pain.
当我在台湾大学毕业的时候。
When I graduated from university in Taiwan.
按照政府的规定。
According to the government.
所有的男孩子都要服兵役服一年。
All the young men have to have a military service for 1 year.
才能出国。
Then you can leave the country.
我被派到台湾南部的一个地方。
I was sent to southern parts of Taiwan.
这个叫屏东空军基地。
So it's the air base in 屏东。
那一年我跟其他两个人共用一间宿舍。
In those days, the two other person and I would share the same dormitory.
我可以说共用一间小茅屋了。
So we shared one cottage.
这个生活并不舒服
was not very comfortable.
没有空调也没有暖气
There was no heater, there was no air conditioning.
宿舍很简单
It's very simple.
每个人一张床
We all have our own bed.
一张桌椅
A table and chair.
也没有什么特别让你摆衣服的地方
There's no place for you to put your clothes.
大家知道台湾的夏天天气是很闷热
You know, in Taiwan it's very hot and humid in the summer.
南部更厉害
It's even worse in the southern part.
那伙食也很简单
Food was easy.
我常常觉得油水不够
Sometimes there's not enough fat.
更麻烦的是宿舍自己没有洗手间
But you don't have your own washroom.
你到晚上要醒来 要用洗手间的话
If you wake up at night, you need to go to the restroom.
你这不是室内，你要草地上走五分钟、七分钟才能走到一个公共的洗手间。
You have to walk out about 5-7 minutes to a public restroom.
如果晚上下雨就麻烦了。
If it rains at night, there's trouble.
冬天也很麻烦。
It's trouble in the winter.
蛮冷的。
It's very cold.
你出去的时候还要穿大衣。
You have to wear a coat when you go out.
等到一来一往以后，睡意全失啊。
So after being there back, you don't sleep anymore.
那一年生活不舒服。
That was not very comfortable for that year.
但是你知道我却不在意。
But you know, I really didn't care.
没有让我苦恼。
You didn't trouble me.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我知道这是个暂时的家。
I know that's just a temporary.
迟早要过去了。
Sooner or later, it's going to pass.
一年以后，我就要回到我爸爸的家里。
A year later, I'm going to go to my father's home.
你知道吗？同样的弟兄姐妹们。
So you know, it's true for us too.
当我们了解到。
When we understand,
这世界非我家。
This world is not my home.
只是一个暂时的住处。
It's only a temporary place.
我在从地里面经过而已。
I'm just passing through.
我是位客旅，我是位寄居者。
So I'm a pilgrim, I'm a stranger.
有一天我要来到天堂。
One day I'll come to heaven.
来到我父亲的家里。
Came to my father's home.
当我们有这样的认识。
When we understand this.
天堂是我家。
Heaven is my home.
可以帮助我们不要再忧愁。
Can help us not to be troubled.
我们看第三个原因。
The third reason.
为什么我们不要忧愁？
Why should we not be troubled?
因为耶稣在为我们预备地方。
Because he is preparing a place for us.
这是第二节的后半边。
That's the second half of verse 2.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
若我我去原是为你们预备地方去。他去天堂有目的的。
He has a purpose went to heaven.
他为我们预备地方。
It's a prepared place for us.
你可能有同样的经验。
You may have such same experience.
你为你所爱的一个人。
For someone you love.
所预备的一个房间。
You prepared a room.
常常都是对他最适合的特别的。
Usually it's the best place, most suitable.
也许你爱的人是你的儿女。
Maybe the one you love your children.
你的爸妈。
Your parents.
或者一个特别的客人。
Or a special guest.
我记得几年前当我们搬到我们新的房子的时候
I remember when we just moved to our new home
于是我们跟我需要在每个窗户上选这个窗帘
So Mrs. Yi was choosing for the curtain for the window
我们决定用 mini blind
So they decided to use the mini blind
那我们需要选颜色
We need to choose the color
我们家里每个窗户的颜色差不多都一样
So all the colors in our home is the same
是那种浅咖啡色的，或者
light brown color.
但这个房间的颜色 mini bright 颜色不一样。
But this one room have a different color.
谁的房间
？Whose room?
小女儿的房间。
It's for our little daughter.
她喜欢粉红色的。
She likes pink.
所以那个 mini bright 就把它选成粉红色。
So、they chose a pink mini bright.
因为是为她预备的。
Because prepared for him, for her.
我想象神为我的预备的房间很特别。
I think God prepared room for me especially.
我常常这样想。
I often think so.
我一进门以后。
As soon as I enter.
上面满是书啊。
There'll be a lot of books.
从这个墙壁到另外一个墙壁。
So from one wall to the other.
房间里面还有一个音响设备。
So it will be a stereo set.
上面摆了许多 CD 啊。
There are many CDs.
都是我喜欢听的圣诗跟古典音乐。
It's all the...music, the classical music and the hymns that I like.
里面还有一个火炉啊。
There will be a fireplace.
用这个 brick 做的。
It's made of a brick.
这个火炉的上面呢。
On top of the fireplace.
还挂了一个两磅重的 crappie 的这个样本啊。
There will be a 2-pound weight of crappie.
也可能不是这样。
Maybe that's not the same.
但是有一件事我知道的。
But one thing I know.
神为我所预备的
God prepared for us
一定是最适合我的
It's most suitable for me
当我想到这个
When I thought about this
我得到安慰
I was comforted
耶稣 他说他为我们去预备地方这个字还有另外一个意思
When Jesus says I'm prepared place has another meaning
就是说他先去
He'll go there first
为什么他先去
Why does he go there first?
他要做所有属于他人的代表跟头
So he will be the head and representative of the other people
他先去因为他成我们大祭司
Because he is our high priest
他要把我们的名字带去
He'll bring our names there
所以当我们出现的时候
So when we appear
天使已经准备好要迎接我们
So the angels are ready to welcome us
过去英国一个很出名的已经去世的牧师
There was a British pastor who passed away.
叫做 J.C. Ryle, 名字。
That's the name.
那么他这么说。
He said this.
他讲得很好。
He spoke well.
在你们节目单上面。
It's also printed on your program.
中文的翻译也许可以这么说。
This is the Chinese translation.
那些进入天堂的人将会发现他们不是不被知道的。也不是不被期待的。今天点点念一下。
They that enter heaven will find they are neither unknown nor unexpected.
天使知道你要来啊。
Angels know you're coming.
天使期待你的出现。
They expect your coming.
因为耶稣已经为你预定了房间了。
Because Jesus has already reserved the room.
你的名字。
Your name.
就是你的 confirmation number.
It's your confirmation number.
他们期待你的出现。
They expect your coming.
弟兄姐妹们
But brothers and sisters,
当你的确肯定耶稣在为你预备
When you are confirmed, convinced Jesus is preparing for you
为你预备给你最适合要去的地方
Prepare for the most suitable place for you to go
这会让你对世界上暂时的一些苦难
So for all the passing troubles in this world
你会有不同的想法及反应
You look with different perspectives
如果耶稣为我们在预备一个地方
If Jesus prayed a place for us
那我们自己应该怎么样
What should we do?
为什么我这么做
Why do I say this?
比如你要去某一个城市
For example, you want to go to a city
你要带全家去那边旅行
You'll bring your family to travel there
我想你不会说说走就走 就在那个城市里面出现了
So I don't think you just get up and move and go there
对不对
Is that true?
你可能会上网
You may go on the internet.
看看那个城市天气怎么样。
Check on the weather.
需要带什么样的衣服。
What kind of clothes you need to print.
你可能要一些有关那个城市的一些资料。
You want some information about the city.
要一些地图。
Get the map.
你可能问一些过去曾经去过那个城市的朋友们。
You may ask those people, friends who've been there before.
然后你开始准备你的行李。
So you can prepare the journey.
我们对去一个新的地方我们都会这样准备
We always prepare when we go to a new place
那我们要去那个永远的地方
So when we go to the permanent place
不是更值得你我花时间去准备吗
Shouldn't we prepare more?
怎么准备
How to prepare?
圣经有告诉我们
The Bible teaches us
那我们看一下哥罗西书
Let's go to Colossians
第三章
Chapter 3
第一节到第四节
From verses 1 to 4
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3
第一节到第四节
From verses 1 to 4
找到以后我们一起来念
Let's read together
哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节我们一起来
Let's read
所以你们若真与基督一同复活就当求在上面的事那里有基督坐在神的右边你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事因为你们已经死了你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面基督是我们的生命他显现的时候你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里第一节提醒我们
Verse 1 remind us
所以你们若真与基督一同复活
If you have been truly raised with Christ
这句话也可以翻成说既然你们与基督一同复活
So you can translate Since you have been raised with Jesus
换句话说既然你是得救的人
But since you are saved
既然你是真的属于神的儿女
Since your true children belong to God
他说你要开始思念上面的事
Then you should begin to think about things above
你开始需要多求上面的事
So you need to seek more the things from above
这些上面的事记载在哪里
What the things above recorded
上面的事一定跟神有关
So the things aboveRelate to God.
上面的事一定跟耶稣基督有关。
It must relate to Jesus Christ.
这些事情记载在哪里
？Where are those things recorded?
这些事情就记载在圣经里面。
So they're recorded in the Bible.
我们要去天堂最好的准备。
So the best preparation for us to go to heaven.
弟兄姐妹们，变成花时间在圣经上。
So for brothers and sisters to spend time on the Bible.
我鼓励我们做四个多。
I ask you to prepare four things.
Four more, huh?
Four more.
这是我们准备要去天堂。
So prepare us to heaven.
让我们多听。
So hear more.
让我们多读。
Read more.
让我们多背。
Memorize more.
让我们多用。
Apply more.
如果我们肯这样做这四个多。
If we can do this four more.
你的想法会改变。
Then your thinking would
change. 你的生命会改变。
Your life would change.
你会发现天堂的确是我们很想要去的地方。
So you can truly know that heaven is for you really.
因为我已经准备好了。
Because I am prepared.
这个 Ryle 牧师讲过一句话。
So, Pastor Ryle said one thing.
在你们节目单上面。
It's also prepared, printed.
天堂是为预备好的人所预备的地方。
Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people.
天堂是为预备好的人所预备的地方。
Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people.
弟兄姐妹，让我们多认识圣经。
So brothers, let's know the Bible more.
让我们多依靠圣经。
Let's depend on Bible more.
让我们更多的应用圣经。
Let's apply the Bible more.
我们看到耶稣提醒我们为什么不要忧愁三个原因。
So the three reasons Jesus said we should not be troubled.
我们需要相信他是神。
We need to believe him in as God.
我们需要知道他是去为我们预备地方。
We know that he went to prepare room for us.
告诉我们天堂是我们的家。
He tells us heaven is our home.
第四个原因。
So the fourth reason.
他将要来接我们。
He will come to receive us.
这是在第三节。
This is verse 3.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
So I will come back and take you to be with me.
你们看到耶稣不是要我们自己上去。
So Jesus didn't say we go by ourselves.
他乃是要下来接我们。
He's going to come down and receive us.
那我举个比喻。
Let me give you an example.
假定你去了一个你不熟悉新的城市。
If you go to a new strange city.
你问一个人。
You ask a person.
因为你在找路。
You're looking for a place.
你说怎么去一个地方。
How to get to a place.
这个人回答说。
So he answers.
你先左转。
So make a left turn.
到了下个交叉口
to the next crossroad,
右左转
make another left turn,
到第二条街的时候
can you get the second street,
你右转
turn right,
你碰到圆环的时候
when you run the circle,
靠左走
go to the left,
然后马上又右转
then turn right again,
如果你照着去做的话
if you do so,
很可能啊你走一半已经迷失了
you'll be lost halfway,
我可能都有这样的经验。
We may have such experiences.
我们好像听懂了。
When it seems that we understood.
而一开始发现又不对了。
When we get started, it was not true.
但是如果这个人这么跟你讲。
If this person tells you that.
我带路，你跟我来。
I'll lead you there.
他在前面开啊。
So he drives before you.
你在后面跟呢。
Then you follow behind.
不管他左转右转。
Whether you turn left or turn right,
只要他跟你跟着他
as long as you follow him,
你一定会走到那个地方
you shall be there.
耶稣要下来接我们
Jesus is going to come down to receive us.
因为我们每一个人对他都是很宝贝
because we are very precious to him.
都是用他宝血所救赎出来的
because we were all redeemed by his precious.
他不需要每一个人会有 走迷路
he doesn't want anyone to be lost.
他要亲自来迎接
he should come and receive us personally.
他怎么迎接我们
How is he going to receive us?
圣经有答案
There's an answer in the Bible
我们看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians
第四章
Chapter 4
16到17节
Verse 16-17
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章16到17节
Chapter 4 verses 16-17 Thessalonians 1 Thessalonians
找到以后我们一起来念
Let's read together.
帖前第四章十六十七节我们一起来
Let's read.
因为主必亲自从天降临有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音又有神的号吹响那在基督里死了的人必先复活以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里在空中与主相遇这样我们就要和主永远同在耶稣告诉我们他有两种方法
There are two ways Jesus said
如果他来之前是信他的人已经去世
If those who believers died before he comes
十六节告诉我们
Verse 16 tells us
这些人要先复活
So this will rise again
然后耶稣带他们去
and Jesus will take him with
如果耶稣来的时候，一切都还没有去世。
If someone has not died when Jesus comes,
还活着
，still alive，
这些人身体要改变
，so their body shall change，
他要被提
，they will be raised，
然后跟耶稣在一起
，and be with Jesus together。
不管是哪一种
，what doesn't matter which kind，
结果都一样
，the results are the same。
耶稣要来迎接他们
，so Jesus is going to receive them。
保罗一定觉得说这句话太有鼓励性了。
So Paul thinks this is a great encouragement for us.
对，在困难当中的基督徒。
For the troubled Christians.
所以十八节他怎么讲
？So what did he say in verse 18?
我们看一下十八节。
Let's see it.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。他要我们彼此劝慰。
He wants us to encourage each other.
当你我有忧愁的时候。
When we have troubles.
我们彼此提醒。
We remind each other.
耶稣有一天要来接我们。
One day Jesus will come to receive us.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
这是我们的安全。
This is our security.
我们看第三节最后一句话。
Let's see the last word of verse 3.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。换句话说，再也不跟耶稣分开了。
In other words, we shall never be separated from Jesus.
我们到今天没有亲眼看过耶稣。
Up to this day, we have never seen Jesus.
我们属灵的眼睛借着圣经有看到耶稣。
We can see him in our spiritual eyes through the Bible.
当耶稣来迎接你我的时候
，When Jesus comes to receive us,
我们却要亲眼的看见他。
We shall see him personally.
我们的圣诗436首。
436 in our
hymn book. 叫做与主面对面。
436.
Face to face.
Face to face.
是这个作者形容他有一天见到耶稣时候是什么样的光景。
The author described what it's going to be like when one day he faces Jesus.
看这个名字，这个作者是一位姐妹，叫做 Carrie Brake.
So if you look the name.The author must be a sister. Her name is Carrie.
但这首歌对一对夫妇啊有生命之差的影响。
So this gives you the difference between life and death.
好几年前在国内。
Many years ago in China.
有一对宣教士。
There was a couple. They're missionaries.
他们的名字是叫做 R. W. Porteous。
So their name is Porteous, R.W. Porteous.
他们是属于内地会的一位宣教士。
They were inland mission.
有一天，他们被一群暴徒啊抓去。
So they were caught by a riot.
Oh, terrorist. 那么他们暴徒打算将他们两个人处死。
They want to kill them.
他们两个人被带到一个很偏僻的小山丘。
So they were brought to a very deserted place.
这恐怖分子就说，就在这里。
This is just right here.
当这位要杀他们的人
When they want to kill them,
从他的肩膀上抽出一个很长的刀
So they took out a knife, a sword.
Porteous 夫妇
The couple Porteous
他们一起马上要被杀
They were just about to be killed together.
两人很安静的
They were very calm.
也很勇敢的
They were very courageous.
他们跪下来
They kneeled down.
他们开始一起合唱一首歌
So they start to sing a hymn.
这首歌就是与主面对面。
This is the face to face.
他们唱第一节。
They sang the first stanza.
与救主基督面对面。
Face to face with Christ my Savior.
何等荣耀的相见。
Face to face, what will it be?
因他成为我罪钉石。
When with rapture I behold,
我羡慕见他此面。
Jesus Christ who died for me.
这对夫妇唱完这第一节的诗。
After they finished singing the first stanza,
他们还没有听到有人发令说砍头。
They didn't hear anything. Command.
并且这位要杀的人。
The one who was going to kill them.
他们抬头一看。
They look at him.
他把他的刀又摆回去了。
So he put back his sword.
他们两个人就被释放。
They were released.
他们又再次回到上海 这个内地会的总部。
So they returned to the headquarters of the Inland Mission in Shanghai.
在以后他们在国内的日子。
In those remaining days in China.
他们经常的做见证说。
They often give witness.
当一个人期望看到耶稣。
When you expect to see Jesus.
当一个人渴慕看到耶稣。
Dying to see Jesus.
常常会有奇妙的事情发生。
Oftentimes, wonderful, miraculously will happen.
耶稣叫我们不要忧愁。
Jesus told us not to be troubled.
他要我们停止忧愁。
Want us to stop trouble.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
他知道他在做什么。
He knows what he's doing.
他有他的时间表。
He has his own schedule.
他有他的目的。
He has his own purpose.
然后他还提醒我们。
And he reminds us.
天堂是我们的家。
Heaven is our home.
我们在这世界上是暂时的经过。
We are only passing through in this world.
他也告诉我们。
He also tells us.
他去是为你我预备地方。
He went to prepare room for us.
如果他 为我们预备，我们也需要预备。
So if he is preparing for us, we shall prepare ourselves.
最后。
The last.
他还要来接我们。
He will come to receive us.
每一个属于他的人。
All who belong to him.
他说要亲自的迎接到天上。
He will receive him them personally.
他们一起做祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你赐下你的保证。
You have given us your assurance.
你赐下你的应许。
You give us your promise.
让我们能够抓住它。
So we may hold on to your promise.
我们能够面对这世界上一切的困难。
We can face all difficulties in this world.
因为在世上的确有苦难。
Because there are troubles in this world.
但是我们在你心里，在你里面有平安。
But we shall have peace in you.
求主祝福每一位弟兄姐妹有这样的决心。
May Lord bless each one for making commitment.
我们渴望见到你。
We're dying to see you.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.